After a repeat of devastating flooding in Vermont, a lot of people have brought up an old idea to help fix this problem: dredging our rivers. It's something that was common practice for decades, making our rivers deeper and straighter with dynamite and bulldozers. The problem is, dredging makes flooding more dangerous and destructive. But as Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp reports, experts say it may still be needed in some places.
Last month, the town of Johnson got lucky when the Lamoille River overflowed its banks for the third time in a year. The floodwaters didn't reach the town's wastewater plant. Only a few inches of water got into the new post office. Most homes and businesses were spared.
Yeah, we dodged a bullet, but I mean, by the skin of our teeth.
Eric Bailey is the town manager there. He says three recent floods, last summer, in December, and again this July, are among the top five biggest floods in Johnson on record. He has a theory about why so many of the worst floods have happened so recently.
Everyone's going to say climate change, and I'm sure that might have something to do with it. But the biggest thing, I'm fully convinced, is because the rivers are so shallow now because we stopped dredging.
And Eric is not the only one talking about this. Jerry Williams and Melissa Wright both live next to the Geehan River in Johnson.
Is there some kind of alternative to what state we're in right now? Some people mentioned dredging.
I think dredging would help the rivers, getting the silt out of there and stop the flooding.
This idea of dredging, digging our rivers deeper as a way to protect places like Johnson, in some ways feels obvious.
Intuitively, it makes all the sense in the world. If our buildings are getting wet, then let's make the channels deeper. Let's make the pipe bigger and transport that water downstream. So that's what the early European settlers started doing, and that's what we kept doing.
Shane Jaquith works on watershed restoration for the Nature Conservancy. He says dredging prevents flooding from happening as often, but it comes with a big trade-off. When rivers do flood, they're a lot more destructive.
The channel just, you know, it just explodes. It just enlarges, really.
When you make a stream deeper, it becomes more powerful. You can think of it like a fire hose. And eventually, that pressure will get released. That's when roads and bridges wash out and homes get swept away. Not from rivers rising, but the sheer force of water. That's what happened in East Burke this week.
It's just the pummeling, you know, the pummeling that the bridge abutments are taking right now. And that's what's causing the damage.
Jim Sullivan is the town administrator there. Tuesday morning, he was watching Dish Mill Brook eat into Mountain Road. This type of damage from erosion is so widespread because people have messed with most of Vermont rivers over the last few hundred years. Shane, with the Nature Conservancy, has looked into some of this history.
Some of the images of the dredging that happened, it's just mind-boggling. You just look at it and you're like, what in the world are they thinking? And like, you know, 15 feet of like digging downward. And then, of course, there's the dynamiting the rivers to straighten them out.
In recent decades, there's been a big push to create spaces for rivers to jump their banks and release some of their energy. And we know creating these floodplains can prevent damage during storms. Like having wetlands upstream of Middlebury save the town up to $2 million in damage during Tropical Storm Irene, according to a UVM study. And more recently, a 5-acre floodplain in Northfield reduced flood levels by 6 inches last year, according to the Friends of the Winooski. But in some places, floodplains alone aren't enough to prevent damage during storms.
Restored floodplains doesn't change the fact that so many of our village centers are just built in floodplains where it's going to naturally flood, especially in light of our changing climate.
Rob Evans runs the Rivers Program at the State Department of Environmental Conservation. He says dredging, despite its risks, still has a place to protect existing homes and businesses and roads. The state approved hundreds of dredging permits last year, and they're sure to approve many more after the flooding this summer. For Vermont Public, I'm Lexi Krupp.